The International Sunday School Lesson for Sunday, January 24th, 2016, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some water out, and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and disciples. There they stayed for a few days. May the Lord bless this reading of his word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Sunday, January 24th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study Hints for Discussion and Thinking Further discusses questions for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, John 2, 1. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. On the first day, Jesus called Andrew, Simon Peter, and most probably John, the writer of the Gospel of John, to be his disciples. On the second day, Jesus called Philip and Nathanael to be his disciples. John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God. The 5 disciples called Jesus Rabbi or Teacher, Messiah or Christ, Son of God, and King of Israel. See John chapter 1, verses 35 through 52. On the third day, Jesus went to a wedding with his new disciples. Mary, his mother, was there. John 2, 2. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. In the Bible, the relationship between Jesus and the church is sometimes described as were compared to a marriage relationship. John the Apostle described his vision in heaven. "Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 through 9. See also John chapter 3, verse 29, Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, chapter 21, verse 2, chapter 21, verse 9, and chapter 22, verse 17. By attending this wedding, Jesus showed his disciples how important marriage and the family is, even though Jesus never married. Jesus wants his followers to participate in activities pleasing to God, including marriage, if that is God's will for them personally. Marriage is a God-ordained and good institution that Jesus upheld, so some later would not despise marriage, or think or teach that it is improper for followers of Jesus to marry. John 2:3. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, They have no more wine. By his presence at the wedding, just as his important ministry and the calling of his disciples had begun, Jesus affirmed the importance and value of marriage. Jesus' mother came to Jesus and stated a fact that revealed a need. She knew that he was concerned for the needs of others, even as she was. The availability of wine at a wedding feast was considered a social necessity, and to run out of wine would have been a huge social embarrassment, if not worse. Just as wine at this wedding was a necessity, so Jesus' teaching is a spiritual necessity for everyone. John 2:4. Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, My hour has not yet come. Calling his mother woman was not unkind or unloving, no matter how it might sound to our sensitive ears. Written words do not always convey the love or the tone of the person speaking. By addressing his mother as woman, Jesus showed that he was not going to meet the need at the wedding party simply because his mother asked him to do so. Later, some would teach the false doctrine that Mary is the Queen of Heaven, and teach their followers to pray to her to intercede with Jesus for them, convincing them that Jesus would never refuse his mother's request. Perhaps to show that this future false teaching is untrue, Jesus called his mother woman. Jesus' use of woman when addressing his mother should have prevented the worship of Mary in later centuries. Furthermore, Jesus said his true mother and brothers, the true members of God's family, were those who did the will of God. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. His mother, Mary, would demonstrate her true faith in Jesus at this wedding feast. Though Jesus' hour had not yet come to manifest or reveal himself to the world, Jesus would do his first sign quietly and unnoticed, except by a few, which would keep the attention where it belonged at that time, on the bridegroom and the bride at their wedding. John 2:5. His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Jesus' mother totally trusted in her son. He had never failed to honor his father and his mother on earth. All of his life, she had found him dependable and concerned about others, seeking to serve them and meet their real needs. She knew he would do the right thing, and she trusted in his wisdom, whatever the situation, because she knew him. Therefore, she told the servers at the wedding feast, "Do whatever he tells you." At that moment, they did not know that in obeying Jesus, they would be doing the will of God. John 2:6. Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. The 6 stone water jars were for ritual washings. Though they might externally clean a person's hands before eating, the focus of attention was on a ceremonial law to be kept and not on personal hygiene. During his ministry, some criticized Jesus for his teachings on the traditions of the Jews. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders, instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" Mark chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. Jesus came teaching, and just as new wine will burst old wineskins, Jesus' teaching, sacrificial death, and sending of the Holy Spirit to fill believers will cleanse morally and spiritually on the inside those who believe in and follow him. Therefore, Jesus made ceremonial washing obsolete, but not washing for physical cleanliness and good health. John 2:7. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the water jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. The servants went to Jesus immediately at the instruction of Mary. Jesus simply said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." As far as we know, the servants did not ask, "Why?" As far as we know, he did not give them an explanation for what he was going to do through them. These servants simply obeyed Jesus completely and waited for further instructions. When Jesus said, "Fill," they obeyed completely by filling these jars to the brim. John 2:8. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. The servants obeyed Jesus explicitly. We do not know the exact time the water changed to wine. If it did not change until the moment it touched the lips of the master of the banquet, then no telling what the servants might have been thinking as they took water, soon to become wine, to the master. If the water turned into wine the moment they drew some out, they could give it to the master with true joy in their hearts and on their faces. They certainly found true joy after they obeyed Jesus and saw the results. John 2:9. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside. No doubt God and Jesus performed countless miracles. our moment-by-moment existence, and the life of each person in the world are divine miracles after miracles. The master of the banquet did not know that a miracle had changed the water into wine. Most of the miracles God and Jesus do are never seen or recognized by us and others. The servants who obeyed and trusted in Jesus when they did what Jesus told them knew that a miracle had been performed by Jesus through them. The obedient servants of Jesus Christ give thanks and see far more miracles than unbelievers. Jesus honored the bridegroom, just as Jesus will be honored at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Rather than draw attention to himself as the one who served the bridegroom and bride at this wedding. John 2:10, and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." Spiritually, the choice wine was the calling of Abraham and the giving of the law of God to Moses, so the Israelites could be a kingdom of priests for God to all the nations. When Jesus came as the promised Messiah, the person that the law of God and the prophets pointed to, God had saved the best for that time and all subsequent human history. Filled with the Holy Spirit, the followers of Jesus are filled with the best that gives them true and lasting joy, peace, guidance, and power for service. When believers see Jesus face to face at the marriage supper of the Lamb, they will enjoy the best of God and all things for eternity. John 2:11. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. In Jesus' first sign, Jesus revealed his glory to his mother, who trusted in him when she brought a real need to Jesus. In Jesus' first sign, Jesus revealed his glory to the servants who obeyed him completely and trusted he knew what he was doing when they obeyed him. In Jesus' first sign, he revealed his glory to his disciples as they observed the entire event, and they believed in him. Jesus confirmed in his first sign what they had said about him after they first met him, and they would see many more signs, because Jesus said to his disciples, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." John 1:51. John 2:12. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples. There they stayed for a few days. Perhaps to give his family and disciples time to rest after the wedding, or to explain more about the meaning of his first sign to them, as well as give himself more time to spend in prayer to his heavenly Father, as was his custom, they all went to Capernaum. Then Jesus went to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, where he cleansed the temple and began to manifest his glory by working many signs publicly. John reported, "Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person." John 2:23-25. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. From John, chapter 1, verses 35 through 52, what are some of the names or titles that John the Baptist and Jesus' first disciples called Jesus? Two, from these names, which ones mean the most to you personally? Give a reason for your answer. Three, what might be the significance of Jesus accepting the invitation and taking his disciples to a wedding soon after he called them? 4. Do you think Jesus did what his mother wanted because she was his mother and his mother asked him? Who did Jesus say were his mother and brothers? 5. What are some of the results when people obey Jesus immediately and completely? International Bible Lesson. Jesus Christ gives signs today. Sunday, January 24, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Jesus' mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." John, chapter 2, verse 5. Though the problem might not seem serious to us, and from our point of view seem less serious to God, the Bible reported a serious event at a wedding feast. The celebrants ran out of wine. The bridegroom faced serious consequences if he failed to provide what was expected and needed at his wedding banquet. When the wine failed, Mary went immediately to Jesus. She so trusted in his willingness to help others in need that she told the servers at the banquet, "Do whatever he tells you." Jesus told the servants to fill 6 ceremonial water pots with water and take them to the head waiter. After the head waiter tasted the water, which had now turned into wine, he praised the bridegroom for serving the best wine last. To honor the bridegroom, bride, their families, and wedding guests, Jesus did not turn the attention away from the bridegroom and the bride to himself as a miracle worker. Only the servants, Jesus' disciples, along with his mother and brothers, saw this miracle, which Jesus performed as the first sign that he was the Messiah. Faith in Jesus is never misplaced. No real need of anyone is insignificant to Jesus. No matter how small or insignificant a real need may seem to us, we can take it to Jesus. He will meet all of our real needs. As faithful servants, whenever we do whatever Jesus tells us, we can depend upon it. We will also be helping others. Even though no one except Jesus and us know that God has worked a miracle, we may see miracles of Jesus today. Signs that Jesus Christ is everything the Bible teaches about him. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.